This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, January 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Newsom wants a water buddy in Trump. CDFA's new climate plan. Wine grape growers gear up and Rollins hearing goes smoothly. Newsom takes it down a notch in water spat. After weeks of tit-for-tat over water policies, Governor Gavin Newsom took a slightly more conciliatory approach with President Donald Trump yesterday. The governor stuck to his points, but was more subdued than usual. The state water project, quote, has nothing to do with municipal water systems during wildfires, he said. Reservoirs are at or near record highs. The endangered species battles started under George H.W. Bush presidency and Trump's threats to withhold disaster aid predate Newsom's tenure. The governor attempted to throw a bone to Trump, saying, quote, maybe the president just doesn't know there's not a spigot that can be turned to solve all the water problems he alleges exist. On disaster aid, Newsom said he and Trump, quote, had a great relationship during COVID, and no other Democratic governor in the country worked more collaboratively with the president. Water as common ground? Well, he unleashed the typical Newsom energy when talking about water infrastructure. The governor has been working his tail off to get the Delta Tunnel project across the finish line. He would love to have a partnership with Trump on water projects. He boasted about fast-tracking judicial reviews for site's reservoir litigation and the billions of dollars the state has spent on infrastructure projects. Keep in mind, Trump will tour the wildfire destruction in Los Angeles today. He has yet to decide if he'll meet with Newsom, who was in the city this week, for response effort. Newsom said, I certainly plan to be there at the tarmac. Now take note, the governor held a press conference to celebrate the legislature approving his $2.5 billion wildfire aid, money he hopes the federal government will reimburse California for. CDFA seeks input on climate plan. CDFA is hosting listening sessions on its climate resilient strategy for California agriculture. As a priority listed under the department's 2030 vision document, the resilient strategy is intended to respond to the state's climate adjacent ag challenges such as pest management, energy demand, and water availability. Input from the February 6 and 7 sessions will be integrated into a draft strategy later this summer. Wine grape growers outline legislative priorities. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers expecting more battles over labor bills in the legislature this year. They're keeping an eye out for any proposals to boost the minimum wage for farm workers and to increase unemployment benefits. The association is sponsoring another attempt to buoy ag employers hurting from the state's ag overtime law. CAWG anticipates advocating to help growers better capture flood flows, either through recharge or stream diversions. At Cal OSHA, CAWG is watching for signs of erasing a driverless tractor ban. It is anticipating activity on wildfire smoke protections, disease response in workplaces, and violence prevention plans. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Rollins sails through hearing, but vote timing is uncertain. Brooke Rollins appeared poised for Senate confirmation after a Senate Ag Committee hearing where she strongly defended President Donald Trump's policies while stressing repeatedly that she'll work to protect U.S. agriculture. As of yesterday, the panel still had not received Rollins' FBI paperwork, but it's possible the panel could vote on her nomination next week, according to a senior aide. Two key takeaways. First, USDA's gearing up to do a new round of market facilitation program payments should Trump tariffs trigger another trade war. After the hearing, Rollins told reporters she's discussed possible modifications to the MFP of Trump 1.0 with former Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Second, she stopped well short of assuring senators farmers wouldn't be affected by Trump's plan for mass deportations. She noticeably said the, quote, first round of deportations would be aimed at migrants with criminal records. That suggests there may be additional rounds that target migrants more broadly, but she did not elaborate. Rowland said she will work with the Labor Department on possible changes to the H-2A visa program, but said there's only so much the administration can do to expand H-2A without an act of Congress. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Bill to end PNTR for China draws bipartisan support. Representatives John Molinar of Michigan and Tom Suozzi of New York have introduced the first bipartisan bill to end permanent normal trade relations with China. If enacted, the bill would phase in a new minimum tariff rate of 35% on imports from China, with at least 100% duties on certain strategically important products. The proposals also strengthen assistance for farmers in the event of tariff retaliation. Tariff revenues would go into a trust fund, and that could be used to top up the Commodity Credit Corporation and buy agriculture products. The bipartisan consensus that both parties recognize the need for reset on our economic relationship with China is a big win for our nation, Molinar, who chairs the House China Select Committee, said in a statement. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas led the introduction of a Senate version, although without Democratic co-sponsors. Republicans mounted an effort to revoke China's preferential trade status last year. Then Florida Senator Marco Rubio among the backers. Rubio's now Secretary of State. IFPA lays out first 100-day asks of the Trump administration. The International Fresh Produce Association calling on the Trump administration to address agricultural workforce concerns, fruit and vegetable consumption, and pesticide regulations in its first 100 days. The group is urging immediate action on some policies that support the fresh produce industry. Specifically, they call on the administration to ensure calculations in the H-2A program align with market conditions. Additionally, to increase produce consumption, they suggest the administration strengthen access to these products through programs like produce prescriptions, school meals, SNAP, and FDA labeling policies. Finally, IFPA wants the administration to modernize biotechnology regulations and support USDA's Office of Pest Management Policy to work with EPA on crop protection policies. These priorities highlight the critical role of the fresh produce sector plays in advancing the nation's health, food security, and economic stability, the group wrote in a statement. Well, here's today's final word. The citrus farmers have already seen a huge reduction in the number of employees showing up for work because they've been terrorized. That Senator Anna Caporello of Merced, who pointed to recent Border Patrol raids to warn that Trump's deportation plans will impact farm workers. She supported a $50 billion Trump litigation fund, which the legislature approved yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, January 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.